Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. You guys are still coming in with various different war film characters that either you are or that Houston figures are. Some of y'all even getting into the Sports Radio 610 of it all. Lopez would be the Native American dude from Predator that slices his chest open, someone says.
What does that have to do with anything?
Deal with it. Somebody said Brian Cushing would be Sergeant Stryker in Sands of Iwo Jima.
Now that's an old pull. That's a definitely John Wayne movie.
And then this one made me laugh. 832, Emi Udoka, Jack Nicklaus in A Few Good Men.
Oh, and what Nicholson, made, yeah.
Or Nicholson, yes. Yeah, yeah. Nicklaus is the golfer, which always gets me.
You need me on that hill.
And I was like, I don't think I've heard Emi Udoka be that loud once in his life. Right? Like, I haven't heard him be that loud once. I'm always, yeah. I got to crank up the volume
after
the game. He is that serious. But after the game, I got to crank up the volume to hear his post game because it's always like this. He's just, we did good.
Yeah, you don't want to cross him.
Defense. No, you definitely don't. Yeah. But he might actually be the sergeant from Soldier Story, the 713 says, which quite possible. All right, let's go around the NFL where, speaking of coaches, what the hell were the coaches on in this Monday night game between the Eagles and the Packers that ultimately ends 10-7 in a way that felt like a fart at the end. I don't know if you had that.
Oh, yeah, the field goal.
This was a game in which at half it's 0-0. And I saw a number of stats, all of them comparing back very, very far. I think this was the first time that a Monday night football game was 0-0 at the half. To get this, the 2009 matchup between the Ravens and the Browns. Mm-hmm. If you are compared to the 2009 Browns, I have real concerns about what's happening in your football game.
It was a, what would you call it, an ugly game? It wasn't a pretty game, but
no.
It was intriguing. It kind of was. I kept going back to it and found it intriguing, but just because of the nature of it. You know, the way it was breaking, the way it was going. A couple of opportunities to score early, both of them screwed those up. The way it ended, finally got the touchdown, you know, Hurts. It was an intriguing game.
Yeah, but yeah. The weird thing about it, well, I mean, there's a number of weird things about it. First and foremost, Jordan Love, the Jordan Love experience, I feel for Packers fans to some degree because, you know, I like to talk about the idea of Bozo Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love, just like a good 10 times a year, he'll bring that thing out. Yep. And that was, you got a decent amount of that in this game where, I mean, at one point he is wrapped up, about to get sacked and decides, you know what I need to do? Try and throw this. Why would you do that?
We've seen that a lot lately because they can get away with it. They can get the incompletion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he didn't have a particularly good game. A lot of people were talking about how much sympathy they had for A.J. Brown with 3 targets, 2 receptions for all of 13 yards in this game. The passing game just in general wasn't that strong all the way around, but the Eagles, that continues to be a point of emphasis with that team because of how many issues they've had.
And they're bolstering their defense a little bit more every week. Like I said, it was just kind of intriguing to me to watch. It wasn't real entertaining, but just intriguing to watch. And A.J. Brown, that's just a brewing story every week, you know, him not getting targets.
I think that he's a team guy, but it is kind of amazing that they have the talent that
they
have.
He's a freak.
And they don't utilize it all that well, although they did have a ball where they just – chuck it up there, and you see again why Devontae Smith won a Heisman.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of is amazing that you have a Philadelphia Eagles team that has that level of wide receiver play between the two guys we just mentioned, and it also Dallas Goedert, who is a really solid tight end, and it just kind of, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's a ho-hum. But at various points in this game, you look up, you just go, what are these coaches doing? It felt like they were not playing for the victory. And the thing that I personally, that made me very upset, well, it didn't make me upset. You know how sometimes you work yourself into a lather about something that's not actually there?
But it is for you?
Yes. The Philadelphia Eagles decide to go for it on fourth down.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about from the, was it the 38 or something like that?
To that effect. Yeah. I believe it was right in that area.
Up 3.
Up 3.
Yeah.
they could kick a field goal, they mm-hmm. could punt, right? Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the range was mm-hmm. that they were at, but you got an opportunity. They decide to go for it. Mm-hmm. And this would very easily put the Packers.
Wasn't it like fourth and six or something? Fourth yes. and four?
Yes. No, it was fourth and six. Medium.
Yeah.
And they decide to go for it. And in my head, I start working myself into a lather behind the idea of, I know people are going to go, here goes these analytics. Mm-hmm. The models heavily favor punting in that moment.
Oh, is that right?
Heavily.
I didn't even think of that.
Heavily favor punting in that moment. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, no, they're just doing yeah. Matt LaFleur was not good in this. Yeah. Nick Sirianni was not good in this. This was a really, really odd Monday Night Football.
Like I said, very intriguing, very odd.
Somebody said Jordan Love killed them on Underdog. Well, apologies to you there. How do you feel about both of these teams? Like, thankfully, they're not going to be of real note to the Texans in their bid to try and make the playoffs. But these are a couple of playoff teams, or at least ostensibly could be playoff teams. Obviously, the Eagles have a good shot with their division kind of falling and crumbling. Mm-hmm. But the Packers are one of those teams that people looked at as being a good football team. And not that you can make a ton out of a singular game, but how are you feeling about the Eagles and the Packers right now?
Well, the Eagles, I feel, are kind of rounding into that sort of Kansas City Chiefs mode where you're like, okay, they didn't look like themselves, but you can see where they're getting their pieces together. I wouldn't worry if I were an Eagles fan, which I'm not, but the Packers is a team. That's a team that it's like week to week your confidence level with them. You know, it's like 1 week you're like, ooh, they're on to something. I mean, early in the year, I thought they were the best team in football.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're wondering just, you know, if they can beat anybody in the postseason.
Really, really odd yeah. circumstance yeah. In that game. You know what was an interesting subplot to the game? Not inherently about the game, but mm-hmm. That involved both these teams. I was watching the broadcast, and obviously we saw a shot of Micah Parsons, you know, kind of having a prayerful moment in, I believe, in respect to Marshawn Neal and his former teammate mm-hmm. that had passed. And Micah Parsons ends up being a central figure in this note. When the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers in August, mm-hmm. apparently they put in some poison pills and conditions in here in the trade, ultimately preventing Micah Parsons being dealt to the Eagles or any of the NFC rivals. The condition, according to a team source briefed on the trade details, was that they could not trade him to an NFC East team. And if they did, Green Bay would have to surrender their 2028 first-round pick. So it would be another first-round pick, a third in that trade, if he ultimately was moved on to the NFC East in either this year or 2026.
Isn't that all you need to hear about their confidence level in making that trade? You know, in just how silly it was? Because, all this stuff that they were, Jerry Jones in particular, talking about, like, and the back, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff, about, oh, he's kind of childish here and all this other stuff, and we're going to get a defensive tackle and we're going to make trades and all this. But they refuse to let him, you know, be traded anywhere else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's all you need to know about
him. He's clearly very good.
Yes, that's all you need to
know. We just have a little tiff with him.
We're terrified of him, is what they're basically saying by that.
I don't know whether I'm impressed mm-hmm. by this or not. Like, again,
I am not impressed.
From your I understand that side of it where it's like, you clearly were trying to get off a player that has great, great value mm-hmm. in this league to the point where you had to put these parameters around it. But also, at least you had the wherewithal to know that you was tripping. They were like, we know we're tripping, and let's make sure that our tripping doesn't lead to us, our downfall in the NFC East. You know what I mean? Like, I do appreciate, in some ways, a little bit of self-awareness in that regard. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We continue going around the NFL, and Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th, which is in a few days. On Paramount Plus, it's The Return of the Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back. It's featuring Academy nominees, rather, Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman, the new season, streaming on November 16th only on Paramount Plus. We continue around the NFL with Joe Burrow, the quarterback of the Bengals, returned to practice yesterday.
Limited capacity.
This is opening kind of the practice window to help him return. How much does this change your belief in the idea that the Bengals could be a nuisance when it comes to playoff jockeying in the AFC?
Absolutely zero. As great as he is, and I think he's a great quarterback. We all do. Well, I think we all do. But as good as he is, if you want to put it there, what does that do for the defense? And their offense has not been a problem.
Yeah, they've been putting up points since the trade. Mm-hmm. Their offense has been deeply effective. We mentioned that, I believe, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this doesn't change anything for me. Also, maybe you just get to the point where he is a winner, right? You start doing those things. I don't know that he'll be back for at least a couple of weeks.
They're talking really realistically Thanksgiving time, you know, somewhere in there. So that's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 3 weeks would be versus the Ravens.
We're pushing 3 weeks.
I don't know that this changes much for them, and they're 3-6. They're pretty far behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Steelers do look like they are faltering to some degree. Like there's definitely a slowdown in their giddy up there at the front of the AFC North pack. So maybe that ends up being something interesting. I think that's more interesting for the Ravens, who are having a little bit of their health restored and seeing some of their progress show up for their team. Some other things around the NFL. Another head coach taking over responsibilities play calling wise. This time, Dan Quinn, who's set to take over as defensive coordinator for the Commanders. I got to think of the right way to put this. Are you like me in having just a smidge of happiness out of the Commanders having a rough season this year?
Happiness? Not really. I mean, I'm not going to sit here.
What you hating on the Commanders for, man?
Yeah, what are you hating on the Commanders
for? Ain't got nothing to do with you.
But it kind of does.
In the division.
Because what was the Commanders thing last year? Here comes Jaden Daniels, the best rookie season ever after the idea that, hey, they're just going to be now the new hotness, and then you get the next year. Now, of course, injury has hurt them a decent amount. But
I was about to say, do that make you feel better about C.J. Stroud, though?
I think that's what he's going at.
Yeah.
That's where you're going.
A little bit, that'll make me feel better at all.
It doesn't make you feel better. I don't know that it largely makes me feel better, but it's like, hey, the idea of getting out here with a strong rookie season does not and having a setback the next year.
Yeah.
Although this is more about that team at large, it does make me go, all right, that's like, I feel just
Reggie
a little bit
over
better.
There. Aha, see y'all.
See? CJ's not the only one, huh?
Yes, that's right. I'm hating over here.
There's nothing wrong with a little sports pettiness now.
Yeah,
and
I'm hating. I'll take that.
Being a little petty.
I'm like, what did they got to do with you?
I was like, well, hating
is
me,
what?
And I'm like, not really. No.
Hating is what
you ain't in the NFC East.
Yeah. Not at all. Yet still hating all across the league. Hating exists in every form of walk of life.
Praying on a man's downfall.
If we can't have it, you can't have
that's
it.
That's right. That is a uniquely human thing. That's how we feel. Some other things around the NFL. Did you see the Manning cast though with the Monday night game?
Man, I'm glad you brought this up. You talk about things that just make you irrationally angry. You know, you were mentioning that earlier.
Yes.
I was irrationally angry. I am not a YouTube subscriber.
Me neither.
I am not a YouTube subscriber. My oldest son is, so maybe that played a factor, and he's really hot about it. Like, I get texts every day. But the irony, the epitome of irony of Bob Iger.
Who is Bob Iger?
From Disney.
He is the CEO of Disney.
To go on the Manning cast.
Oh, he hopped on?
Brother.
Who went on the Manning cast.
I'm guessing he's a Packers fan in his Packers gear or whatever.
Yeah.
They put him on the Manning cast in full, my boss made me do this mode. And he ain't have the temerity to even talk about the situation that was happening.
Two things.
How dare you?
Number one.
Yeah, I thought life is good over here, man.
Yeah. Number one, didn't even talk about that. And number two, 10 million people couldn't see it. That's the irony. Hey, let me go on the Manning cast. Oh, yeah, there's 10 million people that couldn't tune into it.
And probably the best time to go on so nobody can see me.
Yeah. I was so, this is so corporate, you know, BS, you know. Let me get out in front, you know.
Right.
I'm real. I'm funny. I wear Packers gear. That bothered me, too. Like, look, I'm a fan. Like, the hell out of here.
You don't get off this TV. Put Snoop Dogg on or something.
That's right.
Or actually, Snoop is a Steelers fan. Who's the Packers fan? Is that Lil Wayne? Is Wayne?
Lil Wayne, yeah.
Never mind. I don't want that. From the 936, guys, we have the Commanders picks, by the way, which is another reason to root for their downfall.
Okay.
Hayden.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'll roll with that.
Let's go. Somebody said between unwarranted CJ Hay and then Tunsil trade, I'm enjoying the Commanders, the Commies' downfall.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well,
I can get a little bit of that.
I can get a little bit of that.
How about this for Hayden as well, which kind of feels bad because he is from the area. Cam Ward, the quarterback that you will be seeing this weekend on Sunday in Nashville. Did you realize that he's on pace for a record?
I'm guessing it's not a good one.
No, it is not. The Titans rookie quarterback Cam Ward has taken 38 sacks for 295 yards of losses in 9 games.
That's like David Carr.
I'm glad you said that, John Lopez.
Is it really?
He is on pace for 72 sacks for 557 yards. The NFL record.
Is it 76
sacks. 76. Texans quarterback David Carr. Yeah. His rookie year.
He got pummeled, man.
Yep. Which also Randall Cunningham also had that as well. But Cam Ward, if this continues to go this way, he could be the new David Carr.
Oh God. Mm-hmm. Some things that you don't want to be. The new David Carr.
Man. Which I feel like this very much sets up the Texans defense for even more motivation. Go ahead and take the Texans off of that record against some sacks.
Hey, they want to be like Houston. There you go.
You know,
that's right.
That is a great point. Like this is we could help you.
How many sacks this weekend?
Oh, that's a great question.
How many sacks?
Offensive line has
I'm gonna go high. I'm gonna say eight.
Eight is a lot.
Eight sacks.
We're aiming high.
I'm gonna say eight. I think it's gonna be a sack party.
I was gonna say four.
Well, but we've seen dudes have bad games and get like seven.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm with you, Fit. I'm going eight.
Yeah.
I'm going eight. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Actually,
I think
Daniil
Hunter is hot right now.
Give me nine.
He might get 2.5.
2.5. Let Will Daniil pick up another. Another two.
Will might get three.
We've been waiting for the interior to get off. Right. This feels like a Tim Settle pick up one or 1.5.
I was going to say Toji I might get.
All right,
one.
You're doing a lot. We got Toji I is more.
You gonna give him one sack?
Getting upfield, like I don't think of him as a night upfield guy
against the Titans.
You know what? I'll give him one.
I'll give him one sack. You get a sack. I love Tommy Togiai as a run stopper.
You said he can't get a sack against the Titans.
No, I'm just saying I think of him as a run stopper.
Man.
You got him going upfield and not just going upfield.
Give us the stat you just gave on Cam Ward. Sacked again.
38 sacks, which puts him on pace for 72 sacks.
Togiai can't get one.
You know what?
That is disrespectful.
I like what you're doing here. Tommy Togiai, you get to have a sack this weekend versus the Titans. Yeah, so that's something to be on the lookout for in this game. All right, that is around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Bob Iger has such a punchable face. Fair.
Even more so now.
Fair. And then from the 713, make sure to send Reggie's pettiness to Pain and Pendergast. I can't wait to hear it next week on the Petty.
Oh, yeah, the Petty Cast.
I feel like they have better submissions, but I'll see. We'll see if I have the honor of joining that segment. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here. Coming up next, was the biggest turning point on the Texans made Sunday on defense? Lopez has a thought with this argument. Let's see what he has to say with that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.